I've read a lot of cases in my life, a lot of rulings from some crazy judges, but what I read last night from the Hawaii State Supreme Court blew my mind. It came out really late last night. Tell me if you've been there. I was up in my, room, sitting in bed, reading on my phone, and I passed out reading this. Actually, the phone smashed me in the face. It was pretty comical. But what the Hawaii State Supreme Court ruled last night was that Hawaiian citizens do not have a right to keep and bear arms in the state, rejecting the landmark decisions from the Supreme Court that said otherwise. Heller, McDonald, Caetano, and Bruin? Yeah. And wait till you hear the reasoning from the court. First, I wanted to share a report that I learned recently from our sponsor at Lear Capital. It's called $3,200 Gold, and I have to tell you, it's extremely interesting. It explains the correlation between our rising debt and the rising gold price. It's no secret that our government is addicted to printing money, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. And there is no politician, there is no president that can stop this rising debt. And if you believe that, like I do, then I encourage you to call now and get the free report to understand just how rising debt means rising gold prices. It's great information from our friends at Lear Capital, and there's absolutely no obligation to purchase. It's just free education that they offer to my viewers. And with all the volatility out there, if you've been considering gold, now is a great time to look at it. Many of you have made purchases. I've invested in gold and silver myself, and I'm very glad that I did. Call 1-800-260-5075. Again, 1-800-260-5075, or head over to LearGG.com. Big thanks to Lear Capital for standing by what this channel does here. It means a lot. Let's go back to the Hawaii State Supreme Court. Now, they reversed a lower court's decision. The lower court found that Christopher Wilson, who was charged with carrying a gun without a permit, the court said that that violated his Second Amendment rights. Well, the State Supreme Court didn't like that, and they overturned it. They ruled that the state constitution provides no gun right protection whatsoever. And I even went to the state constitution of Hawaii, where I found Article 1, Section 17 that says, and I will quote, stop me if you've heard this before. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, end quote. It's in the state constitution for Hawaii. Now, like I said, the 53-page decision came out late last night, but here is what you need to know. The spirit of aloha clashes with a federally mandated lifestyle that lets citizens walk around with deadly weapons during day-to-day activities. The history of the Hawaiian Islands does not include a society where armed people move about the community to possibly combat the deadly aims of others. The government's interest in reducing firearm violence through reasonable weapons regulations has preserved peace and tranquility in Hawaii. A freewheeling right to carry guns in public degrades other constitutional rights. The right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness encompasses a right to freely and safely move in peace and tranquility. Laws regulating firearms in public preserve ordered liberty and advance these rights. There is no individual right to keep and bear arms under Article 1, Section 17, so there is no constitutional right to carry a firearm in public for possible self-defense. What? The spirit of aloha supersedes your rights in Hawaii. And I know there are some people in Hawaii that despise the mainland. I get that, and I don't know. I'm not claiming to know everything about the history and the core beliefs of Hawaii. But what I am saying is that you have rights under the American Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and the Constitution of your state. And your state Supreme Court just said, nah, bro. Now, also, the court addressed the state constitution that I just read from. And what did they say about it? Here's another quote. Quote, "We read those words differently than the current United States Supreme Court. We hold that in Hawaii, there is no state constitutional right to carry a firearm in public." What? How much of a moonbat are these people? Here's another quote from them. quote, Bruin snubs federalism principles. Still, the United States Supreme Court does not strip states of all sovereignty to pass traditional police power laws designed to protect people. They also said Wilson has standing to challenge two laws, but those laws do not violate his federal constitutional rights. The court ruled that Wilson had no standing to challenge the state's, check this out, no standing to challenge the state's gun carry permitting laws. Why? Because he hadn't applied for a permit. Even though this case originated from a period before Bruin, when Hawaii didn't even issue permits to civilians. So, we wouldn't issue you a permit anyway. In fact, if you remember all the videos I did about Hawaii, they keep records for 20 years. There were no permits issued, open carry or concealed carry. So we wouldn't do it anyway, but so the fact that you didn't do that and you took your own rights paramount, you wanted to protect yourself, you wanted to be your own first responder rather than to die because the government said so, you're wrong, and you can't challenge the laws where you wouldn't have gotten a permit anyway. Poof. Wow, I can't wait. I'm hoping, I assume that this will be appealed, and I can't wait until this Supreme Court gets that and reads that. Wow, I predict an ass-kicking for Hawaii. I really, really do. You know, every time I say this is the most out there opinion I've ever read, eventually something comes along that just makes the previous one look civilized. Hawaii, you just took the cake. Worst ruling I've ever read, most comical ruling I've ever read, and I had to pinch myself and reread most of it this morning because it's a hot, steaming pile of bullshit. Whew. Guys and gals, just wanted to bring you this one. If you want the decision, the 53 pages, I'll link it down below. If you really want to get angered, read it. If not, trust me, I gave you the big points. That's some BS right there. Appreciate y'all. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for watching this channel. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun. You know. You have that right. Don't matter what any of your moonbat politicians or state justices say, you have that right. It doesn't come from paper. It comes from our Creator. You're born with the right to protect yourself. How is that so friggin' hard to believe for some of these people? It just, man, it's too early to start drinking, but whew, I'll see you in the next one. Take care.